From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to cope with an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are groping for ways to deal with a flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly tried to reach Britain from France overnight via high-speed rail. Hundreds more were kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest for a second day in their bid to reach Germany. A Hungarian government spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, says many migrants are not complying with rules.
The migrants at the Keleti railway station shouldn't be there. After the procedure of registration begins at the border, they are being assigned to temporary shelters, to camps where they should stay until their case is being judged. They don't comply with that, and obviously one railway ticket is not overwriting European law.
In Turkey, police say at least a dozen people trying to reach Greece drowned in the attempt. Photographs of the body of a migrant Syrian toddler washed up on a Turkish beach were viewed on social media and seen in newspapers, symbolizing the desperate plight of those seeking to escape war, poverty, and persecution. Well, many Africans are also trying to reach a better life in Europe. The International Organization for Migration says many on the continent are staying there. Michelle Bombesi is an IOM regional migrant assistance specialist.
Compared to the overall scale of the migratory phenomenon in the region, 70% of the migrants in the region remains in the region, meaning that only 30% actually go out of the Western Central Africa.
The effort of migration has risks in Africa. Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. There are also concerns about Islamist militancy. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is appealing to the American public to support the Iran nuclear agreement.
Last month, 29 of our nation's top nuclear physicists and Nobel Prize winners, scientists, from one end of the country to the other, congratulated the president for what they called, quote, a technically sound, stringent, and innovative deal that will provide the necessary assurance that Iran is not developing nuclear weapons.
Speaking Wednesday in Philadelphia, Mr. Kerry said he believes the nuclear agreement is a hugely positive step. In Washington, another Democratic senator announced her support for the deal, becoming the 34th to do so. That means even if the plan is rejected by the Senate, President Obama will have enough votes to sustain a promised veto. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganga entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Prosecutors say he was responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in the previous decade. At least four people killed Wednesday in renewed clashes in Burundi, where tensions remain high in the wake of the controversial re-election of President Pierre Nkurunziza to a third term in July. Violence broke out with police in neighborhoods of the capital Bujumbura, punctuated by gunfire and sporadic explosions. A UN report released Wednesday says more than 13 million children across the Middle East and North Africa are being denied an education by conflict. The report by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, says violence in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Libya, where thousands of schools are sitting idle, is causing a generation to grow up without proper schooling. China Thursday marked the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War with a massive military parade in Beijing. Some 12,000 troops and large amounts of equipment never been seen before in public were on display. As President Xi Jinping presided, Fred Wang of VOA's Mandarin service was on hand in Tiananmen Square.
The parade lasts about 50 minutes. Most of the Chinese newest technology and the newest military equipment were displayed. Among them are called aircraft carrier killer. This is a display of China from economic power to a military power.
Ahead of the parade, President Xi Jinping announced a cut of 300,000 troops from the People's Liberation Army as a gesture to world peace. In China, markets were closed as the country marked the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Other Asian markets posted gains after a week of volatility brought on in part by investor concerns over the weakening Chinese economy. On Wednesday, U.S. stocks rebounded from Tuesday's sharp losses, with the benchmark Dow Jones average gaining nearly 300 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.